And now this is a dictation for Janet Brecht, Brecht, March 1951, addressed as a letter to Jennifer Balawander, Balawender, Midland Family Practice, 837-9307. Dear Jennifer, follow up for Mrs. Brecht. Follow up renal transplant. She has prior dialysis with biopsy proving fibrillary glomerulonephritis. Since the last visit in August, worsening of dyspnea that she mentioned happened 1 year after the transplant. Have seen multiple specialists. There has been concern for esophageal reflux for what she's taking Prilosec the last month. No significant improvement. She has edema about 2-3 plus below the knees bilateral. She has dyspnea at rest as well as on activity and a feeling of tickle on the throat. She's not using any oxygen. She's compliant with CPAP machine for sleep apnea. No vomiting or regurgitation. No diarrhea bleeding. No kidney transplant tenderness. Good volume without urinary tract infection or bleeding. Denied chest pain palpitations, no gross syncope, no falling episode, mobility restricted from arthritis, worse on the right knee and foot. Workup has included a stress testing, which apparently is negative, echocardiogram with preserved ejection fraction and no evidence of right-sided heart failure, and a normal chest rate. The right ankle is bone to bone, but no plans for immediate surgery. Review medications. Notice the prednisone. Tacrolimus, Felcept. Prilosec is new. For blood pressure, Losartan, HCTC, Coric, Nifedipine. Remains on insulin. Today, blood pressure by nurse is high, 154-55. Some obesity. Lungs are completely clear, no rallies, no consolidation, pleural effusion, no arrhythmia. Overweight of the abdomen, no kidney transplant tenderness, no ascites, stable edema, 2-3 plus below the knees, no cellulitis. Has normal ejection fraction. Calcification of aortic valve, but no severe stenosis. They reported normal diastolic function. Chemistry is from January. Creatinine is 1.31. Representing a GFR 43. This is higher than the last few months, representing a GFR 43, normal sodium potassium acid base, normal calcium albumin phosphorus, anemia 11, no activity in the urine for blood or protein, protein creatinine ratio less than 0.2, Tacro Therapeutic at 5.3. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. Number one, living unrelated donor kidney transplant. Sister-in-law, University of Michigan, March 2024. No rejection. Next number, monitor kidney function stability. Next number, high-risk medication immunosuppressants. Next number, anemia does not require EPO treatment. Next number, normal electrolyte acid base. Next number, normal nutrition, calcium, phosphorus. Next number, therapeutic, tacro. Next number, severe dyspnea. Not clear etiology. She has never smoked. No history of deep vein thrombosis or pulmonary embolism. Chest rate and echo do not explain the process. She's compliant with sleep apnea machine. Some of this could be the weight gaining, decreased mobility. However, I think for completeness, we need to assess if there is any hypoxemia during physical activity. I will recommend a 6-minute walking test by respiratory therapies. My physical exam is completely normal. However, a complete pulmonary function test with DLCO will assess if there is any decreased diffusing capacity that needs further work out. Chronic pulmonary emboli. Needs to also be ruled out. I don't see recurrence of her fibrillary glomerulonephritis, which is a very rare condition. I did not change medications. Continue chemistries in a regular basis. End of dictation.